I'm left-handed. And let me tell you, it ain't all peaches and cream. Your writing gets smeared. Lord help you if you want to drive a standard transmission.
Amen to that.
Well, sir, I'm opening up a one-stop store for Southpaws. Everything from left-handed apple peelers to left-handed zithers. Gotta call it the Leftorium.
Ooh. Remember that episode of The Simpsons helping those that are left-handed. That is where we're going for the next, well, let's say half an hour till the top of the hour. I want to hear from you if you have thoughts on this. Phone number, of course, and text number, same number, 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to get to John in a second because he instantly called, said, yes, I would be happy to talk to you about how the world favors people who are right-handed. A conversation I got into recently as I'm watching my four-year-old grandson write his name. And he writes it like a typical four-year-old. One letter's a little bit backward and whatever. But, of course, we're grandparents. We're proud of him, right? He's writing it with his left hand. Left-handed trait runs in our family, actually, on both sides. My daughter-in-law's father is left-handed. So we do have it on both sides of the family. But it's rare. 12% is the number I've seen repeatedly. The number of people who are left-handed. So it's 1 in 10. Left-handed. Is the world built for right-handers? As a right-hander, I quickly answer that question, no way. I was corrected. My friend Gary says, Evan, you have no idea. He starts listing the things that are tough for someone who left-hand dominant able to do. Then you get into this whole ambidextrous conversation, people that can do things with both hands. I want to hear from you. 1-877-332-8255. I suspect I'll hear from a few left-handers. I've got some on the text line coming in already. But I'm going to start with John in Regina. John, I appreciate you calling in. Are you left-handed?
I am proudly left-handed, born and raised.
Born and raised and won't be changed. And so do you agree with me when I say the world is set up for right-handed people?
It is. And I have had this discussion with numerous people over the years. I spent 20 years in restaurant management, so I've always had to adjust to the right-handed way of doing things. And people always ask me, what's it like to be left-handed? I tell them very simply, spend a day doing all of the little things in life with your left hand. Opening doors, using your phone, using a remote for a TV, any of those kind of things. And you will quickly realize that the world is geared towards right-handed people.
It's crazy.
Left-handed people have two options. They learn to do everything backwards, or they become ambidextrous.
Right.
And I'm glad that your grandson has left-handed people in his family.
Yep.
Because I had an impossible time learning how to tie my shoes because there was nobody left-handed in my family to teach me.
See, it's little things like that, John, I don't even think of, but it makes sense, right? Because
yes.
It would be, if I'm trying to show him how to do it and I'm right-handed, I'm probably going to teach him something that feels backwards to him.
100%. And I can't even teach my own son how to do those kind of things because he's right-handed. And to be able to wrap the head around to do it backwards, it's very hard to do.
Yes.
Because your body is programmed for muscle memory to do it the way that you've always done it.
It's an interesting topic. John, I appreciate you calling in to get us started off on this. And I'm glad to take more of your calls, 1-877-332-8255. The texts are coming in. I was talking with a coworker of mine in the office, and he said to me, Evan, he's left-handed. He said, Evan, even look at coffee mugs. And of course, I'm thinking, well, a coffee mug, if it's got a handle, who cares what side? But most coffee mugs have a logo on them. If you look, the handle is positioned in a way that when you pick the coffee mug up, the logo is facing out. So for a left-handed person who uses their left hand to pick the mug up with the handle, the logo is facing them. Could be a small thing, but it's a point that illustrates that, yeah, there are things in the world that you probably don't even think about, but are geared towards left-handed people. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Battleford next. I've got Rick on the line. Are you left-handed, Rick?
Yes, I am, Evan, and
my memories are in grade 1, 1960, and grade 2, and part of grade 3 of being a lefty along with another classmate and getting hit with the pointer and the chalk brush and everything when you would write with your left hand. So, therefore, my writing is really bad.
So, do you write with your right hand now, Rick?
Yes, I do.
Jeez, I can't even, you know, that seems, because I hope we don't do that in schools today.
Well, it reminds me of the residential school treatment, actually. I just wonder if other callers have the same thing happening. Talking to a few other people around, you know, at my same age, they also had it too, because they thought you were different if you were
right
with your left hand.
That is so, I can't even imagine. I had shoulder surgery last year, so I spent 6 months in a sling trying to do basic things with my left hand. If I was forced to write with my left hand regularly, my writing would be terrible, even if I got good at it. I can't imagine what that would be like, Rick. I appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks so much for calling in and adding to the conversation. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to, I had just a bit of a mind meld for a second there. Let's go to Nancy and Regina. So building on what we just talked about, Nancy, did you too in school be forced to try and write with your right hand?
Yes, I am from a family of left-handed people. That's five kids. I am the only right-handed person because the teacher would walk around and smack your knuckles with the pointer. Just
well,
like
that's
that
exactly what Rick just said.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
So there was me and one other young boy that had a hard time with left-hand writing. I did eventually switch to right-hand, but he did not.
Wow. And so today,
so I am the
do
only
you.
Right-handed person.
So, yeah, I was going to say today, do you consider yourself right-handed?
I consider myself both.
Okay.
Because I throw with my left hand. I do other things with my left hand, but I write with my right.
Interesting. Wow.
Yes.
It's just to me, I'm shaking my head that we at one time had teachers trying to convert the students like they were, you know, doing something wrong by writing with their left hand. I see a text on the text line from Janice. Here it is. Said, Evan, you don't understand how writing with your left hand is tough when you consider how binders are set up, how coiled notebooks are set up. You always have the coils pushing into your wrist as you try and write in a notebook. So notebooks are even set up for right-handed people. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Roy in Saskatoon. Roy, we're giving left-handers a chance to express the frustration they have. Are you left-handed?
I am, yeah.
Okay, and so is this a world that favors right-handed people?
Of course it is, because the vast majority of the population is right-handed. So industry, entertainment, everything would be geared towards right-handed people. To go back to your comments about school, when I was in, I'm over 70, but when I was in preschool, the teacher actually physically tied my left hand behind my back so I couldn't use it during certain periods of the day. I never, ever converted to right-handed. I went into the construction business, and all of the saws out there are right-handed skill saws. It took me a long time to actually find a U.S. supplier that could sell me a left-handed skill saw. It was three times the cost of a regular skill saw, but it made life much easier.
Oh, I can only imagine. I appreciate you you sharing that story, Roy. There is a text on the text line that said measuring tapes, and this text came in early. We actually talked about this on my chat this morning on the morning show. We talked about the preference for right-handed people in the world, and someone texted in right there and said, you don't realize even using a tape measure, some tape measures have changed, but many of them have the writing on so that if the tape measure is in your right hand and you pull it out to measure, the numbers are right side up. But if you pull it out with your left hand and you look at it, the numbers are upside down. I'm going home to look at my tape measures when I get home because, again, not something I have thought of. 1-877-332-8255. Rick in Regina, left-handed and proud, I hear, Rick.
You betcher. I got one to start you off with there, Evan.
Okay.
Do you remember in health class how the teacher told you the left side of the brain controls the right side of the body?
Yes.
And the left side's control makes us the left-handed people the only ones in our right mind.
Rick. I knew I could count on someone like you for some levity on this topic. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Boy, the number of people that are weighing in that were converted in school. There's lots of them. Lots of them. I see. In fact, I'm going to grab this call quick. Albert in Wynyard, you were one of those students in school who was made to now write right-handed?
That's correct, yes. During the second grade, when we were taught to write cursive, my teacher wanted us to space our words properly. So being left-handed, if I wrote a word down, she would want, as soon as the word was written down, she would want us to place our pinky finger to space our next word. Well, being left-handed, I really couldn't do that because if I wrote down a word and put down my right pinky finger behind it, I would have to cross over my hand.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
To write my next word. So she converted me in second grade. I'm predominantly right-handed now, but I do a lot of stuff with my left hand. I'll still use a fork, brush my teeth, play pool.
Yep.
It's my left hand is more reactionary. If I'm startled or something like that, I'll put my left hand up first.
It's kind of your instinct.
Yeah, kind of out of instinct. But right-handed, like hockey, baseball, sports, everything I did with my right hand. So
it's fascinating stuff.
That's how I ended up.
I appreciate the call, Albert. You know, I saw a text on the text line saying, we have multiple left-handed people in our family. If we get together for a big supper, we have to think about seating arrangements so people are bumping elbows as they eat. Can't put a right-handed person next to a left-handed person on the right side, or else the peas don't stay on your fork. Okay, let's take a break. I know we got tons of calls. Clearly, this is a hot topic. I want to get to some texts as well. We'll take a break, come back, and finish up this segment on 980 CJME, 650 CKO.
Why are you smiling?
Because I know something you don't know.
And what is that?
I am not left-handed.
There's something I ought to tell you.
Tell me. I'm not left-handed either.
Fans of the Princess Bride will recognize that sound clip. Is the world customized for right-handed people? Well, if the world has only got 12% of the population that's left-handed, we found them today. All the left-handed people in this province are coming out of the woodwork on this one. 1-877-332-8255, the text line. I'm hearing firearms, absolutely tailored to right-handed people. Try buying a decent left-handed guitar. Selection is limited. You're going to pay 10 to 15% more. Chainsaws are tough to use if you're left-handed. That's from Sheldon in Estevan. Cheryl said, I'm left-handed and I got a mug years ago that said everyone is born right-handed, but only the greatest of us can overcome it. Here's a funny text. Harbor Golf Club in Elbow is set up to favor left-handed golfers. It's set up nicely for a natural fade for a lefty. Should be considered when establishing my handicapped. My left-handed friends don't seem to take this into consideration. My great uncle, this is Ryan in Mortlach, my great uncle fought with the U.S. Army in the Korean War. He shot a gun left-handed, but was forced to shoot right in the military as they didn't make lefty guns. Regardless, he was still good enough to be a sniper. Lots of people on the text line saying firearms are definitely one way in which you can see the world is set up to favor right-handed persons. Let's go to Cody on the line from Saskatoon. What's your story, Cody?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I'm a local rodbuster here in Saskatchewan, and every reel is set up for right-handed. Like, you cannot buy left-handed reels for your wire.
Uh-huh.
You have to put it in upside down. You put it on your belt upside down, and the wire is getting fed out upside down. Like, everything's backwards.
So they just don't make them left-handed?
I've never seen it. I've always seen a left-handed rodbuster with the reel upside down. And if you're, like, new to the industry, you'll be like, hey, buddy, your reel's on backwards. It's like, no, like, this is how I have to do it.
That's
every single time.
So I've seen people out using it, like, having their rod upside down. Does that mean that they're left-handed?
Well, like, it's the reel on their hip is upside down.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Good stuff.
So a righty will get fed through the bottom of the reel to where a lefty is coming out of the top.
Gotcha. So, okay. Fair enough.
They're well needed. They're well needed in our industry because there's some tight areas you have to be left-handed. Like, you'll have to make a left-handed tie.
Of course. For sure.
But it's a dead giveaway if they do a bad tie because they're all left-handed twists.
I appreciate your – that's another unique story, of course, I would not think about. Let's go to Dean in Regina. Dean, thanks for calling in. We're asking the question, is the world set up to favor right-handers? What do you think?
Yeah, of course. But I am right-handed. I was a teacher, though, and I had students who were left-handed. I asked the principal to get things like left-handed scissors, left-handed desks, left-handed all sorts of things that were available. And he didn't know that these things were available. My sister-in-law also had a rifle made for her special so she could fire from the left.
Hmm. So, it's the materials are out there. The equipment is out there. But I am seeing, like one of the texters saying about a guitar, you end up paying a bit of a premium if you want it. I want to grab one more call and take Randall from Shelbrooke. So someone texted in saying tape measures are made for right-handed people. Randall, you've got a suggestion.
Yes, I do. Tape measures are made for left-handed people.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm a carpenter, or I was, for 30-some years. And so I carry my pencil in my right hand. So I use the tape measure in my left hand, and then it's upside down. So all my left-handed guys that work for me, they never had any trouble because they put their pencil in their left hand, strung the tape out, and all the numbers are the right way.
Okay, I got it. So it's the fact that you need to use a pencil often at the same time you're using the tape measure.
Exactly, yeah.
It makes good sense to me, Randall. Thanks for playing along. Clearly, this is a topic. We could have done, Libby and I talked about this and we said, well, let's give it half an hour and we'll see if we get calls. We could have done an hour on this. Thank you to everybody that played along. Thank you to everyone that shared their texts. I'm going to save some of these texts and we might even revisit some of this tomorrow or Friday when we get to Bugs and Hugs. Great conversation here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.